Right. A new report says people can buy happiness by buying time. Time famine is apparently when you get stressed over all of the chores that you've got to do every day. Psychologists say stress over a lack of time causes lower well-being and contributes to anxiety and insomnia. The study showed people reported greater happiness if they paid for chores to be done rather than spending the money on material goods. Now, this is interesting territory. Christine, what are your thoughts?
Well, I do think we could all do with more time, but most of us, to be honest, could just do with managing our time better. We could do with spending less time sending texts and tweets and Facebooks. Does it matter? Spend a bit more time living. I was just listening to an article on the radio earlier today, and it said the average person spends between 2 and 4 seconds looking at a work of art in a gallery, and sometimes they don't even do that. They just photograph it and move on. Now, why bother? If we spent our time better, we used it more productively, and we stopped wasting it on things that really, in the fullness of time, don't matter. But yes, if you've got the money to buy for somebody to do the things that you don't like doing, well, why not? It gives work to other people.
And for those people who think, well, hold on a minute, you know, get out there and do your own garden. Get out there and do those chores. There's a pleasure in it.
Oh, well, I couldn't agree more. I mean, I absolutely love gardening. At the moment, I'm laid up. I've had a new knee. I can't do anything, okay? So I do need some help. So I've got some help in the garden. The thing I find difficult to get help with is the things, you're quite right, that I can do. So I find it very awkward and embarrassing if somebody comes to help me with cleaning. I can scrub my own kitchen floor, and it's very good for me to do it. It's exercise. I can't put a new boiler in. I can't, you know, rewire the house. You have to get someone in to do that. But it's the things that you can do that I find rather embarrassing to ask somebody to do it.
Yeah, you see, because Christine, Stephen has, you have a man for many things, including including the gardening. Because what happens, Christine, is he'll post these pictures on Twitter and Facebook of him like standing beside a tree like the Queen. You know, someone's planted it. He's just scattered a bit of soil at the top of it and then poses for a picture. So he doesn't do it himself.
Do you know, Christine, to my...
Why am I not surprised by that? I imagine that Stephen is waited on by handmaidens and hand servants, left, right and centre, everything done for him. Toenails cut, hair groomed. Probably you have the toothpaste squeezed onto your tube like a certain prince we know.
Well, Christine, if I were to tell you this, and this is no wind-up, no exaggeration...
Oh, dear.
I have never used a washing machine in my life. I wouldn't know how to.
Washing machine.
You're kidding.
No, I wouldn't know how to. And I've never used an
iron. You're 43?
I've never used an iron in my entire life.
Well, that shirt you're wearing now, weirdly, is actually ironed. It has been ironed.
Yes, because there's a
army of women
that does it for me. But because I wouldn't know how to do it. I genuinely
wouldn't.
You can't
use a washing machine. Oh, don't be an idiot.
I have never used a washing machine in my life.
So who does all your washing? Don't say your mother, because I will lose all respect for you.
No.
It is your mother.
No, it's not.
Well, who is it?
I have a cleaner. Oh. But if you...
Your cleaner does your washing?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Look, most cleaners do a bit of cleaning. They don't do your washing and your ironing. And like, what bit do you do yourself?
I don't.
You have probably someone that brushes your teeth for you. You just lie there in the morning.
But is that bad, Christine?
No, it isn't bad that you get somebody to do these things, because you're a very busy person and you're giving great love and affection and a service to the nation. So we want you to keep doing that. So we need you to have the time to do that. But what I find staggering and seriously bad is that you can't even use a washing machine. You ought to be able to use it in an emergency.
I have no notion. I don't know. I know you're not supposed to mix colours, but I have no notion.
I don't believe you.
I'm telling you, honestly.
Don't believe you.
I swear on my life.
A washing machine is self-explanatory. If you can drive a car, you can use a washing machine.
I've never done an ironing. I have no idea.
Oh, please.
I'm telling you.
My husband's not very good at ironing, but he can do it in extremis.
He knows how to do it, Christine, doesn't
he? Yes, exactly. He can do it. I do it because I'm better at it, and he does all sorts of other things. But he can do it. He can work the washing machine. He doesn't do it, but he can.
I bet you.
Your problem is you are spoilt. That is your problem, Stephen.
Christine, thank you very much indeed. You and I need to have words.
Why?
Because I'm tired getting criticised.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, some people might say you're...
Do you iron socks?
You're well rewarded for it. What?
Do people iron socks?
Some people do. Some people iron their bed sheets, but I wouldn't bother.
Do you iron your pants?
Some people do. I don't.
Do they?
No, not at all.